Good morning, everybody. Truckdriver101.com. Yep, I just smacked my lips again. God damn it. I'm trying to stop doing that. It's a very hard thing to do. I went on YouTube and I was trying to look for like tips on how not to smack your lips. And there's not a lot of tips on how not to smack your lips. So, Uber is entering trucking. It looks like they bought a company called Auto, and they basically plan to depend on the whole autonomous truck edging into the industry. So they're going for the autonomous truck, which I think is hilarious. But the thing about all this is, I kind of realized something the other day. I've talked about the problems with the autonomous truck, the autonomous vehicle, but I realized that one of the biggest problems is that they're going to own, if this was all to happen, they're going to own transportation. Own it. You want to go visit your grandmother? They own your ability to go down the street. They own your ability to walk down the street. Well, not walk, but to ride anywhere. They own it. The thing about, I was listening to a guy, he's talking about Tesla, right? And he's talking about how Tesla owns, they want to make it where when your autonomous vehicle is not doing anything, it will ride around strangers and passengers. Think about that for a minute. When your autonomous vehicle is not doing anything, it will ride around strangers in your car. That is so smart. That is so dumb on like a billion levels. But the interesting part is what you really just said is that you are competing to own transportation. I think also the idea that this will be an option is going to go away. I don't think it's going to be an option. I think, can you imagine if you want to go to Florida, Texas, and you decide to drive, they own your ability to do that. It is going to be very expensive. You know, it's funny. I was in downtown Detroit recently, and in downtown Detroit, there's this big Red Wing facility going up, and it's this big, huge regeneration of downtown Detroit. And they sell it that way because it's such an easy sell to people who don't know that downtown Detroit is already regenerated. It's already wonderful, pretty much. The problem that most people don't understand is that just because the downtown is is now beautiful again, I should say, it didn't mean that all the bad spots were going to go away. Right, you're still gonna have some bad spots. It just doesn't matter. But the thing is, as these new areas and these things that people dreamed of for Detroit and the return of the old days of Detroit, everybody dreamed of, you got these multi-billion dollar people coming down there, lifting the price of taxes, pushing out the hippies, pushing out the creative people, of course. And because soon as they build this gigantic Red Wings facility, the people who live down there will see a skyrocketing in taxes. I mean, literally right across from the facility is apartments. Those apartments will probably go up to, I don't know, $500,000, $1 million maybe. They won't be able to afford the taxes. They're going to throw them out. And it's amazing. Like, these people cheered for this shit. They cheered to be taxed to death. And it's the same thing with Tesla. It's the same thing with Uber. All this shit. People are cheering to be robbed of their freedom. To be unemployed. They've been cheering for it for a long time. And it amazes me. I wonder what happens when the cheers stop. What happens when people realize that they're actually selling their right to get around? I watched a guy make a comment once on a video about a Tesla vehicle. And his comment was about Tesla spying on you in the vehicle you bought from them. And the guy goes, they wouldn't do that. They're a multi-billion dollar corporation. Why wouldn't they? Every time a Tesla crashes, they're on the hook for it. They're not like every other company. When you buy a Ford, Ford doesn't own anything on that vehicle anymore. unless there's some type of part from the factory, which is fucked up, which seems to happen every 10 seconds nowadays. But other than that, it's on you. And nobody still has chimed in with the insurance companies, because if I'm an insurance company, I ain't covering none of this shit at all. But we'll see what happens. But I just thought that was interesting that we literally are selling our ability to drive from one state to another. All those years of freedom. And what happens when the great migration from downtowns of all over the country stops and everybody decides to move back to the suburbs? What happens when that happens and your ability to get around is owned by Tesla and Uber? Oh boy, that's going to be a problem, huh? Because I guarantee you, nobody invests $1 billion to own your ability to go somewhere, right? So they can charge you rock bottom prices. They're going to charge you huge prices, and you won't even know how to drive. Think about that. You won't even know how to drive. I was looking at a video of Chase and Andrew, and this guy's like, he says he just got his license at 24. And I thought it was hilarious because Chase and Andrew was always talking about how, you know, they want to charge young people all this money, and they'd say young people have all these accidents. And I'm like, that's why, bro. Right. You know, that's why this dude just got his license. He just got his license at 24. That means at 24 years old, his driving skills are basically like a 16-year-old's driving skills. So that means he's ruining every driving, every 20-something out there, you know, ability to drive. He's pulling all that down. He's making you all look bad, basically. And what happens when every vehicle is automated? He'll never know how to drive. And then one day he might say, I want to go to one state or another state or two states or three states or four states. Right. I'd like to go see what they look like. And I don't want to fly. I'd like to see the country I live in. Won't have that option. Yeah. Or definitely not for a reasonable price. Right. But this is what happens when we don't think long term. Interesting how we repeat the same shit over and over again. We sold banking to giant corporations, and now we're going to sell our ability to go from state to state to giant corporations, if all this shit happens. Because my thing is still, last time I checked, I am still not talking to a lot of people who haven't had to go see an Apple genius. So when this shit gets mainstream, that's the, and the other part is, if for those who don't know, Tesla had an accident and a man died. He was watching TV. After this came out, Tesla's defense against this was, and I quote, right, that's not the way the device is supposed to be used. The autopilot is there to assist. It's a glorified cruise control. That ain't how they sold that shit. They sold that shit as you had a vehicle that was supposed to drive itself. And that's the part, like, they just think they're going to do that. We're going to get away with that. They still haven't said how they knew the guy was watching TV, but that's pretty obvious. They monitor the inside of the car. They're taping every single thing you do. They monitor your cell phone. They're looking at it. Why would, I don't understand how people can't even believe, they're acting shocked. $1 billion corporation would spy on me? Yeah, because they're on the hook. And then people are like, oh, well, Tesla's defense is that they did 1,100,000 miles without one crash. First of all, the majority of your fucking owners are millionaires and billionaires. No shit. When's the last time what happens when a billionaire owner of a company shows up late? I believe it's called jack shit. Right? What happens when a multimillionaire shows up late? I believe it's called jack shit. Right. When that shit becomes mainstream and just regular people own it and they're late for work and they could get fired. Right. And at the same time, you got bosses talking about, well, your car drives itself, Bob. Why don't you do your work right in your car? As soon as you leave the house, clock in and go straight to fucking work. You know, none of this bullshit now. That's real. This is what we're fighting for, to become fucking workaholics. Oh, I wish I could slap the shit out of Gene Roddenberry. All right, guys. Just rambling on. Because tomorrow I'm depressed because I got to go and give a bunch of money because I bought a GM car. And I can't get these little plastic tabs free. So I'm angry. So I'm going to spend money to get a light changed. Oh, life is good. Truckdriver101.com.